Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Michael Mullooly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well today?
I'm very well.
Did you get the train this morning?
I did indeed. Nice and early. Half six.
What, half six? Is that what time it leaves Dundalk?
Yeah, it is. If you want to get in for 9 o'clock, it is.
Okay, so half six train. How long have you been getting that train, Michael?
I've been getting the train since the start of the year, since the end of September.
Okay.
I usually get the later train. I usually get 9:10. You know, Arts degree is very kind to me.
But you're still up early.
Still up fairly early. It's just like a school run.
Okay, gotcha. Now, you are 18 years old, and what are you doing in Dublin?
I'm studying English and History in Trinity.
How are you getting on?
I love it. It's great. Just read a lot of books.
Yeah, well, that's you could do worse things when you're 18 and with the world
you
at
can,
your feet. Yeah, with the world
in
at
Dublin.
Now, tell me about small talk, Michael. What's your opinion of it?
I think it's something that strikes absolute fear in pretty much every Irish person on the planet sometimes. You know, there's a very kind of mixed feeling towards it. Like, on the one hand, there's this image of the Irish as friendly and outgoing and, you know, well-natured. But then, at the same time, we're brought up in primary school to be absolutely terrified of strangers, and stranger danger videos are shown again and again and kind of ingrained in us. So it's a very weird situation where people are friendly but terrified to talk to people sometimes.
Where does that come from? Just the fear of the unknown, is it?
It is, yeah, this kind of suspicion of, you know, anything that's outside our own house. And it's very much a kind of culture thing here in Ireland. But, it goes completely against our friendly nature. And, you know, you end up with this situation where people want to have small talk, but they just can't bring themselves to start, to make that first step.
Okay, now I'd be on the dart quite a bit. And I'd be sitting there with my head in the paper doing the crossword, because I like to, you know, have a bit of time out.
Of course.
And I don't really want to make small talk, because I've spent my whole day talking. And, you know, I see people in front of me and they're on the phone, and somebody else is watching something on an iPad. Somebody else is reading a book or a Kindle. And it's all eyes down now in modern transport.
Very much so. But there's a difference between the dart and the train, in that the train is just so much longer that people, you know, halfway through are going to end up getting bored and they're going to put down their book or their Kindle.
Yeah, that's a good point. And
they're going to need the distraction a little bit more.
A little bit of a chat. And this is where you come in, because you've taken it upon yourself to be somebody who starts a chat on the train.
I've decided to make it a kind of a goal for the year to talk to as many people as possible.
Why?
Because I spend a lot of the day on a train. It's a big part of my college experience, whether I want it to be or not. And I decided, you know, I'm going to actually make it something memorable, something that I enjoy doing. And the way I found out to do that was to talk to people.
So you're sitting in a four-seater by the window, and the person across from you is looking at their paper or whatever they're doing. How do you get the ball rolling?
All right, so there's different ways. Like, okay. let's say they're reading the paper and they start huffing and, you know, gasps of exclamation, and they're just completely annoyed at something they've read. That's a really easy way to pick up a conversation with someone. You know, you just shake the head sympathetically and you go, "What now?" And then you're in. You know, there's plenty of ways to make that first step in a kind of natural way. And it's usually about interacting with whatever they're doing and asking about them. People like to talk about themselves.
That's for sure. And when you get that, how do you get the juices flowing in the conversation? So you shake your head back at them, they go, "Oh, that bloody, the government did this, that and the other." And you say, "Oh yeah, well, I know, sure, listen, my own thing." And how do you keep it going then?
Then you shake their hand, you say, "Hi, I'm Michael." And then it's just as simple as that. Once people start talking, it's just nonstop. You open up the floodgates. Once that initial kind of suspicion goes away, people are delighted to talk.
Now, how does somebody kind of avoid you, in the sense, not you personally, Michael, but somebody like you, who they're just not in the mood for conversation with somebody who is up for the chat?
There's the flick of the eyes up and a quick smile and then straight back down, and you're going to get nothing more out of them. There's just no point trying. Like, some people, like yourself doing the crossword, just don't want to talk, and that's absolutely fine. But, you know, I've actually found them to be in the minority of the people I've talked to.
Most people are happy to have a bit of a chat.
Most people are happy to have a little bit of a chat, at the very least, to open up just a small bit.
But you don't kind of... Do people worry about sitting beside you and going, oh no, why is he chatting? Because it's the most unusual thing, especially for one so young, that do they think you're a bit odd?
Well, I don't like sit down and then immediately start mouthing off, and then people are starting to avoid me, and I end up sitting alone in the fourth carriage. You know, I do pick my moments. Yeah. But it is, it's definitely unusual, and that's something I really do want to change, because when we're all taking the train together, it's a daily ritual that we're all part of, and it's something we share. And it's a bit criminal that I'll see people I'm going down to Dublin with every day for the entire year, and I'll never speak to them. I think it's weird. So I strike up that conversation.
Yeah, there are people on commutes every day, as you know, as well. You know,
the exact same seat.
Exact same. They like that seat beside that door, near that window, and they see the girl, the man, the boy, whatever it is, across the way going, that's them doing a little nod, but no conversation because they don't want to get into it, because otherwise it would be every day and you have to get into their lives and how's it going, and it's too early in the morning. So you could probably build up. I mean, we were talking about the book, The Girl on the Train. I mean, that wonderful little thriller kind of touches on that. And Agatha Christie would tell you about Murder at the Orient Express. There's something about trains and the community within a train, and the stories with that lie within.
Definitely, it's like a little kind of isolated romantic style bubble that from a different era. And like, I mean, I'd meet people lining up for the train, like every single day in the exact same spot. And I'd say to them, oh, you beat me today, or, you know, I win today, haha, or whatever. And you step on the train and it's just an hour and a half of complete isolation. And you might as well fill that time.
Are you going to put any of the stories that you've heard from strangers to use, do you think?
I'm definitely building up a gold mine of storytelling kind of potential.
Are you?
Different. Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so many anecdotes and snippets and wonderful lines I've heard from people in just 6 months. You know, give me another year and who knows the amount of stuff I'll have.
And you're kind of like a magpie sitting there grabbing bits
definitely.
Of stories and lines. Have you met any peculiar characters along the way, for better or for worse?
So, one time the train stopped in between Dublin and Belfast. There was like a signal loss in Connolly. And there was only about 7 of us on the train because it was a later train. And he started to tell a story, one of them. Is this guy from Belfast, and he had a Gucci bag, which I don't know what a Gucci bag is. I'm just assuming because he told us it was. But it was stained brown, and the reason it was stained brown was because he was hungover in a Moscow airport 10 years ago, and he was riffing for things in his bag, and he managed to spill African potsheen everywhere. And it was just the most bizarre story I'd ever heard. All of us were in complete shock at this most amazing like tale that we're not expecting.
We're going to hear, we'll be reading about that Gucci bag in one of your short stories, perhaps. And somebody
Absolutely.
Says, fair play to Michael, I forced myself to talk to people because I was too shy, and it totally worked. I'm not a shy person anymore. It must be quite good for your confidence if you practice on strangers.
Very much so. Like, I mean, here I am doing English and history with the intention of moving into journalism as a career where I'll have to talk to people every day. And by talking to strangers every day, I can build up a sort of affinity with that, and also a thicker skin for when it goes wrong. I think that'll just serve me well.
Sure,
so by
sure.
practicing with strangers, I'm really, I think it's a really important skill, and one that I'm learning from.
I much prefer listening to people than talking to people. I sit there with headphones in, but nothing on, and just listen to their conversations.
Sometimes I do that. I just get caught up in whatever conversation is around me, and it's way more fascinating than listening to the same song for the 50th time.
Leah and Lucan says, that's lovely, Ryan. I agree with what Michael's saying. I'm a chatterbox by nature and I just love talking to people. It's okay for people to not want to talk, but it's great when they do. Just observing
exactly.
life and sharing stories. It's a human connection, and a lot of the time it really lifts a person's day. So there's a girl after your own heart.
Exactly. There's nothing lost by just trying, just saying hello. You know, you're never going to see the person again anyway. So you might as well try.
That's what the danger is. If you're on a commute, chances are you'll see them every single day of your life.
True.
And that's the point.
True.
That might make some people reluctant. But it's a good yarn, Michael. And I think it's a nice thing to do. It's nice, particularly with your generation, that were brought up on the stranger danger thing, to break that down and show that the old-fashioned art of conversation can live on. So I salute what you're doing. Fair play.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with your studies. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All the best.
Bye-bye.